Good morning, good afternoon, or even good evening, wherever you're listening to this. Welcome back to the Digital Lives Podcast. The other day, actually, I was scrolling on YouTube and I realized that most of the videos I was being recommended were hundreds of different videos covering the same or at least similar topics. Never really noticed it till now since it was so seamless to me, but this seemed very, very eerie. In the modern day, a lot of people are on social media. I spend a fair amount of time on social media myself, like video platforms such as YouTube. And if you're like me and you follow content about motorsports, like F1, the World Endurance Championship, or other racing series, you've probably realized that your feed is full of highlights, analysis, and even predictions about upcoming races. And it feels like the platform knows exactly what I want, and in some ways, that's great. I get instant access to what I care about, but here's the thing. How much control do I really have over what I see? Much of what's recommended to me isn't just based on my interests, but on data-driven algorithms that I think track every click, every video watched, and even how long I linger on certain posts. And it's designed to keep me engaged, but it also kind of creates a kind of digital bubble where I only see content that fits what I've already liked. So instead of expanding on my horizons, I'm often being funneled deeper into the same types of content. And this isn't just about motorsports or me. Algorithms affect everything, from what products are advertised to us to what news stories we read. And in some cases, they can even suppress certain types of content. For example, TikTok has come under fire for algorithmic biases that disproportionately flag content from Black creators. I think the one notable case involved was a guy called Ziggy Tyler, who discovered that TikTok's algorithm flagged videos that included words like Black and Black Lives Matter as inappropriate during the creator market application process. Can you believe that? That's like unbelievable. While it was later addressed from TikTok directly as an algorithmic error, it made me and everyone else who knew about the situation realize just how much control these systems have over visibility and exposure to their audiences. So what does this mean to how we live our digital lives? For me, it's about taking more control of what I consume. Instead of just relying on the algorithm, no matter how comfortable that might be, I make a conscious effort to maybe seek out content that challenges my perspective or introduces me to something new, whether that's about learning different fields of interest, following creators from different backgrounds, or just exploring content that doesn't typically make its way onto my feed. I found this to be a small but very meaningful way to stay informed and connected beyond the algorithm's bubble. I would love to keep babbling about our digital lives and the algorithms, but this is all the time we have for this episode of The Digital Lives. But if you're feeling like your digital experience is too narrowly focused, I challenge you to step outside the algorithm's comfort zone. There's a whole world of content out there, trust me, and while algorithms can be helpful, they shouldn't really dictate everything we see. Well, until next time, let's stay connected and let's be more intentional about how we engage with the digital world.